Intel ISEF 2007. A huge round of applause to all of them.
The Intel Science and Engineering Fair 2007 reverted from the Albuquerque Convention Center to the New Mexico Fairgrounds indoor arena. More than 500 high school students received scholarships and prizes, and for the best in category, there were 18 winners, but the big awards remained to be announced. The biggest, the Intel Foundation Young Scientist Award, given to three high school students.
Ladies and gentlemen, your Intel Foundation Young Scientist Award winners for 2007!
On stage, after the event, confetti littering the floor and music still blasting, the realization of winning has not yet set in. Dimitri Weintraub explains why he loves what he does.
In fields like math, and I think even in most sciences, in physics and other sciences as well, you don't really have to. So you can go deep into a field without having too much background. So if you have a good background in a field, in math or physics, then if, say, for a science, if you do lots of experiments, for math, if you do lots of research, study lots of materials, I think it's always possible, even if you're not on a professional level and you don't know as much math as a real professional mathematician, I think it's possible to get a nice result.
So on another piece of stage, Dion Lee, his fellow young scientist Darnell Primus from Roosevelt High in Maryland, and Dr. K. Joseph Roberts, regional director of the Prince George's County Science Fair Association, take in the moment like winning a national championship.
My knee's okay. I'm just like shaking and sweating a lot.
Couldn't be more proud.
Oh, wow. You
know, Roosevelt's on the map. Greenbelt, Maryland. Number one, baby.
Prince George's County, Maryland. Yes, oldest continuous running science fair in America.
I know.
Next year is our 60th year. And boy, are we going to celebrate.
My project studies the regulation of blood vessel growth, which is essential for tumor growth and metastasis. So I'm providing additional information on the genetic regulation of these blood vessels so we can, in the future, prevent the growth of these blood vessels and therefore prevent cancer. I consider this as a starting point in my future career because in future career, I want to bridge the basic science and practical applications so I can help a higher number of people. So this is a good start.
I am so very proud of all of my finalists. We're going to call your parents. We've called just about everybody else by now. Who we haven't called, we're going to email.
And the first two winners coming from the coasts of the United States, the third from the Midwest.
My name is Philip Strike. I'm a homeschooler, and I live on a farm in Platteville, Wisconsin. I'm 16 years old, and I'm a sophomore.
Philip's adrenaline rush is unmistakable.
Before that was announced?
Yeah,
no way.
Okay.
I had no clue. I was, when I actually heard the news, inside, I was just going crazy.
Yeah,
I was so excited.
You jumped
and
up.
Yeah, I jumped right out, and I can't believe it. I just can't believe
it. How fun. Well, I hope you're excited. Hope you can use that. Let's get up.
Thank you very much. Yes. I discovered for the first time ever that carbon nanotubes are thermodynamically soluble using a novel ultra-sensitive light-scattering spectrometer that I designed and custom-built. And my findings could finally be the key to applying nanotubes as a supermaterial in fantastic applications like a bridge to the moon or revolutionary new composite materials.
In terms of what this means for your career and what you're going to do next, do you have that kind of mapped out, or are you just going to take this one step at a time?
Well, I'm a sophomore in high school, and a couple more years until I actually go to college. But the most exciting thing has been actually doing the research, actually going from ideas that I come up with and equations in a book and in my head, and then going and building instruments with my own hands, making the samples, running them, getting this data, and then analyzing it and coming up with these conclusions. It's unbelievable.
So nanotubes is not the end of the road. It could be other things.
Nanotubes is definitely not the end of the road. And what I am trying to do now, I've been taking courses at University of Wisconsin-Platteville for a few years now, and I'm really trying to do whatever is the most interesting, and not just to get too narrowed down into physics or chemistry. I like biology, I've taken genetics, and I like, you know, biochemistry, as well as chemistry and physics.
For PodTech.net, I'm Jason Lopez in Albuquerque, New Mexico, at the award ceremony of the Intel International Science and Engineering Fair 2007.